you know, we have no long-term concern with his situation. So it's just good to have him back.
Think he'll be good to go by training camp, Mike?
Can't really give you a timetable, and I'm not going to get into injuries. This is not the time of year for that. But we're talking with Dr. McKenzie at length today about, you know, all of our players, what we have to get done here the next 2 weeks. In Jerry's particular case, he is not concerned. So he feels good about how everything went. Doing a lot of good things, but he just needs to continue to progress through the fundamentals of the position. Special teams had an excellent year last year, graded out as one of our top players. So, you know, I'd like to see him take that same step as a wide receiver. I think he looks very comfortable. I think he's done a really nice job transitioning from the base defense to the sub defense. Has command, the echo and the calls. So, you know, he's very bright, you know, quick, and you know, he definitely is a very instinctive player. So, he's off to a very good start. Last week, I would have said that the defense was a big step ahead of the offense. I thought the offense did some really good things today. So, you know, and it's the installation phase. This is always the toughest part of the year. It'll be repeated in training camp. Those first 8 practices in training camp are brutal. It's, going through an installation and then practicing is so much tougher than when you put in a game plan and then practice it. So these are, you know, big time challenges mentally for our guys, and you can see it's starting to come together because, you know, we're, you know, install 6, and you know, most of the install outside of the situational offense and defense is a review of something that went in earlier. So you're starting to see guys get more comfortable. You're seeing the timing come together, and the quality of practice definitely goes up. And I think it was clearly evident today compared to the last 2 weeks.